And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Thanks for joining me. I'm here in the studio. Actually, well, I'm joined by phone by Transient Canvas, Amy Advocat and Matt Sherrick, who will be here at the Whitmore Recital Hall on Monday, February 4th at 7:30 p.m. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So you guys are a pretty interesting duo of bass, clarinet, and marimba. How did you meet?
Oh, I guess I should say quickly how we met, since it's sort of an adorable but long story. So we were working as telemarketers at the Handel and Haydn Society for a summer job. I was getting a car for the first time, and that was just out of school. And, you know, we just wanted to get together during the summer and just read some pieces as kind of a fun thing to do for, you know, the summer, and decided that it was actually quite fun and that there was some really interesting music. And then we decided to do our own, you know, commissions and our own repertoire from that.
That's cool. So what makes the duo work so well? It's not something you hear a lot of.
No, it's not. Well, we started experimenting mostly with just the regular smaller clarinet at first. And the bass clarinet seemed like a better fit. What's really cool about it is that the bass clarinet and the marimba actually have a very similar range. I have an extra note at the bottom of the instrument, but it's otherwise really similar. And they, for that reason, they do blend really well.
We work in a way that's more equal. Before, when it was marimba and clarinet, people would write things. Like, I would get, like, an accompaniment piano part, and she would have a melodic part. And I didn't like how I sort of felt ancillary.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Yeah, now we feel like we're in equal footing. And, you know, because it's such an odd or unique, I should say, combination, composers have to kind of refresh, you know, the way they approach writing for us. And so we do get a lot of really interesting repertoire for that reason.
Especially because I don't offer up other percussion instruments. It's just marimba with this ensemble.
Yeah.
It's
I believe that limitations breed creativity. So we do like what ends up happening when composers work with us.
So, like, take then the piece Branches then. I noticed there's a lot of electronic work and a lot of other percussion pieces. And this is on the album that came out in November, Wired. Is there another percussionist involved, or when it came to performing or recording the electronic component of that piece, was that done by you or by the composer or?
Oh, well, that's actually funny because there's no percussion on that track. Wired is a whole electroacoustic album, so it's us plus electronics on every piece except for Lainey Pfefferman's piece. But on David Ibbitt's piece, he made all the backing tracks by recording us sounds on the bass clarinet or on the marimba. So a lot of the drum beats you hear are me improvising, clicking Amy's keys.
Yeah. If you close mic the pad hitting against the instrument of the bass clarinet, it does sound really drum-like.
And David processed that. And at the end of the piece, when you hear all those metal pipe sounds, that's actually, I'll do this live too, that's me playing on the resonators of my marimba.
And also, I have a really loud slap tongue, which is just, it's another way to start the note on the bass clarinet, where you really have this percussive slappy sound. And I can do that quite loudly, and I think that also adds to some of the percussive element.
But I kind of love when people think that there's a lot of percussion on the album and it's just marimba.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Yeah.
That's so cool. So then let's talk about the new album. This is your second album. How did you choose the tracks and who to commission to write them?
This is actually, it's sort of ended up being this specific album we got funding for from a grant that when we wrote the grant, the whole concept was releasing a whole electroacoustic album. We wanted to start touring with an electroacoustic show. And so we already had a couple of the pieces done, Branches and Exegy Bubble Bath and Somnambula were all written for us several years earlier. And then as part of the grant, we also got funding to pay Dan Van Hassel and Kirsten Volnes for their pieces. Song, Misha Saka and Pearl's piece, is an extra piece that Misha happened to write. He's a good friend of ours. He and I got our master's together at Boston Conservatory, and we both teach there now in the theory department.
Okay, cool.
And he's written me lots of pieces over the years, and this was his first foray into electroacoustic music. And it happened to line up when we were making the album.
Yeah.
And we felt like, wow, a lot of this album is relatively approachable music. A lot of it has a beat and chords, which is really fun for us. And Misha's piece sounds like really weird mod music. And I'm like, great, we put that right there. So
yeah, a lot of these projects are just multi-year projects too. You know, and they kind of form on the way through the years. We realize where we're going with it.
And then Lainey's piece, Higgalig, we have on the album is like one moment where we're breathing. All the rest of the album is has an inorganic feeling to it because of the electronics. We wanted one album where we're just breathing.
Yes,
I mean, one track where we're just breathing.
Adding like a human element among the chaos of technology is sort of the idea there.
Cool. Well, so when you come to town, will you be... I mean, I assume you'd be working with students while you're here at the School of Music here at Mizzou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot. We're doing a master classes, composition readings, and a concert.
Working with the percussionists and the clarinetists. Yeah.
So we'll be interacting with the students in a lot of different ways.
Very.
While we're there, which is good. Helps, you know, garner attention towards the concert.
Nice. And is that, when will you guys be arriving here in town?
I think we get in on the 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah, we get in on... We'll be there Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Doing classes and concerts. So.
Right, yeah, and then we'll be blowing around Missouri for a little bit after that, doing a couple other things. So.
Very cool.
A little tour.
And what can we expect to see at your recital?
We're doing what we're calling Wired 2.0. It's a lot of the tracks from the album with a couple of substitutions. So instead of Lainey Pfefferman's piece, Rudy Royan's piece and Misha's piece, we're trading in a piece by Brian Sears called Tremendous, which is sort of a...
political commentary.
Yes, political commentary on on what's happening right now.
We're tiptoeing. We don't really like to insert politics into these sorts of discussions, but we're tiptoeing.
And a piece by Marissa Hickman called Anatomy of the Infinite Machine. So this version of the original Wired album is sort of centered around the idea of how humans interact with technology and how it interacts with us. And this version of Wired is sort of set up to create musical landscapes. So,
mm-hmm. No, I think we like to think of the show with that we do and also the album as like a commentary or an exploration on how technology can disconnect and disrupt as well as connect with humanity. And so Wired 2.0 is sort of taking that idea but making it more towards natural landscapes, political landscapes, and more things that intersect with humanity. So.
Very cool. And so will you have the electronic element in the program when you perform?
Yeah, we trigger all that on stage. We have an interface, a computer, I have a pedal, and we do pretty much everything right there on stage with the electronics.
Yeah, I must keep you busy.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot to do actually with my foot on stage.
Well, very cool. Well, I certainly look forward to seeing it, and I know that the students, I'm sure, are excited to work with such an innovative duet.
Thank you. Thanks. We're looking forward to this a lot.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, Amy, Matt, thanks so much for taking some time out of your what I'm sure is a busy schedule. I hope you don't run into any more traffic delays or snow difficulty as your travels continue on your way to Missouri.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're up near the Canadian border right now, so we hope to make it back down to Boston swiftly and easily.
Well, good deal. Well, we look forward to seeing you on February the 4th at 7:30 at the Whitmore Recital Hall here at the Fine Arts Building on the beautiful MU campus right here in Columbia. Thanks again so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Mm-hmm.